It's time for Tonia's Kitchen, taking you around the world of food and wine. Here is Tonia King.
My guest today is Stuart Pump from Nordic Naturals, and today we're talking about how maybe bad foods can put us in bad moods. What do you think about that, Stuart? Thanks for joining me.
Well, it's my pleasure. Well, let's face it, our brain is basically a supercomputer made out of fat, and we are not what we eat. We are what we ate that we didn't burn as energy.
Oh, there's
an interest. We are what our mothers ate that they didn't burn as energy. And the fat food guidance that we've been given over the last 50 years seems to change every few years as new evidence suggests that once again, perhaps we oversimplified. So I believe once you extrapolate socioeconomic issues, stress, which we know depresses the body's ability to think clearly, so to speak, that food may have a huge influence on our moods.
And do you really think that supplements are the answer, or what are you recommending?
Well, I mean, let me deal with what I think the biggest issue is first. I mean, studies demonstrate that sort of heart coherence leads to more intelligence by reducing the activity of the sympathetic nervous system, our fight-or-flight mechanism, while simultaneously increasing the growth-promoting activity of the parasympathetic nervous system. Now, few people are going to practice in their lives the type of meditation and mindfulness or prayer to really get that stuff in complete balance. I mean, you know, you drive down the freeways, you see what I'm talking about.
Right.
What I'm saying is when we take those things out of the picture, if your brain and your nervous system require a very specific fat called DHA, which stands for docosahexaenoic acid, that you don't make much of in your body from eating greens, and you're supposed to get from eating cold water, oily fish, is there any connection between cultures that eat more fish and have documented the lowest levels of depression versus people that eat less fish that seem to have higher levels of depression? Is it possible that what we eat influences the way we behave? And I think so.
I think so, too.
When we look at the smaller studies, Archives of General Psychiatry, several years back, British scientists gave a group of patients with stubborn depression daily omega-3 supplements. After 3 months, over two-thirds of the group reported a 50% reduction in their symptoms, particularly feelings of sadness and pessimism, inability to work, sleeplessness, and all of the patients had previously tried other mechanisms, including Prozac and other drugs. So what I'm suggesting is it possible that we are not deficient in Prozac? Is it possible that radical changes in our diet over the last 50 years in the developing world may be connected to the fact that we've never had more, and in general, we're all wanting? Is there some connection?
It's really an interesting thought to think that diet is such a big factor.
Well, once we wake up and realize that the brain and the body and the mind and the heart is not only interconnected, but we're all interconnected.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those are words of Joe Hiblin. Joseph Hiblin's a medical doctor, friend of mine, a psychiatrist at the National Institutes of Health. We had a huge conference. We invited Department of Defense. We invited FDA. We said, you come on over, FDA. He stood up on stage. Those were his opening comments. The day we realize that the brain, the body, and the mind is as interconnected as we all are. Like, you talk to people that are way out interested in mysticism. Mm-hmm. They're like, we've been saying that since antiquity, right?
Yes.
You say that to a doctor, and they say, nope, all you got to do is take some more statin drugs. Somewhere in between may be a balance. You see where I'm coming from?
Absolutely. Stuart, I have to ask you, are you familiar with Dr. David Perlmutter?
Yeah, there are so many great scientists. Perlmutter is one of them. Hiblin is one. My teacher, Bill Lanz. There are people that have been telling us since the 70s. Michael Crawford just won Brain of the Year Award. He was quoted in the 70s. This is heavy. He wrote a book called What We Eat, The Food Manipulators Against Us.
Uh-huh.
And his book was reviewed, and they said, Graham Rose from the Sunday Times said, if what Crawford says is right, and changes in diet are changing brain and brain chemistry and brain activity, we are about to birth a race of morons. Okay, here we are now. Here we are now, almost incapable of uttering these words. I was wrong. I think that the staunch inability for people to change their mind based on new information is not just societal programming. It's not just epigenetics.
Mm-hmm.
There are organic deficiencies and disturbances keeping people from very, very deep thinking and the ability to change.
Well, why is it that we can't make it more pronounced? Why is it that these big drug companies seem to be fighting us in that regard?
But when it comes to omega-3, they really are not.
Okay.
There's so much M&A activity. BASF, the chemical company, just bought the factory in Norway that makes the pharmaceutical fish oil called Lovaza.
Hmm.
And other factors. There's huge consolidation. There's 30 drugs in the pipeline. If anything's going on, there is some kind of intentional discrediting of nutrition, saying, oh, no, don't worry, when it comes to this omega-3 stuff, only get it from us, the drug companies. Now, that's business. I'm a recovered conspiracy theorist. It's not personal. Their job is to make you think anything you can do on your own, anything you can buy at a health food store, any old wives' tale, anything your grandmother told you is nuts. You only need evidence-based medicine, and that's probably not going away. My argument is primary prevention, keeping healthy people healthy, that's what we're allowed to do in the food and vitamin world. And I want to try to keep healthy people healthy. Let's face it, once you already have Alzheimer's or dementia, once you already have serious, clinically diagnosed, massive depression, you may need heavy-duty artillery to get out of the pit, correct?
Right, absolutely.
But let's try to keep ourselves from getting into that state with exercise. We know that increases BDNF, brain-derived nootropic factor. Let's sleep more. My introductory statement about heart coherence,
yes.
If you live in flight and fight, you don't think clearly. We are all living. All of our energy is at the periphery. That's hardwired in us, so we could run from attack. If you live like that day after day after day after day, you don't think properly. Then if you're nutrient deficient and the brain is missing what it needs, you've got a recipe for a real bad day and a real bad mood.
It's just fascinating. I find it so fascinating. And what really drives me crazy is if you watch television, you have more drug commercials on than anything these days, even more than car commercials. And when I listen to what all the side effects are, they're even worse than taking the pills.
I want to be fair here.
Okay.
Because I've worked in this industry for a long time.
Okay.
They have to report any side effect that happened during the trial.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So if they say side effects may include rectal bleeding, hemorrhaging, heart attack, and stroke, don't worry, ask your doctor for a childproof cap.
Yes.
That's because those things have happened. Now, again, we have to look at risk-reward-benefit of drugs.
Mm-hmm.
My mentors are suggesting that 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years of being totally imbalanced leads to all kinds of unresolved chronic systemic inflammation that creates a bit of a negative feedback loop. What we're suggesting is let's get balance in our work lives, in our personal lives, with our nutrition. Two imbalances that we can correct. One is energy in, energy out,
mm-hmm.
controlled by appetite. The other one is the balance between omega-3 and omega-6. That's controlled by more judicious food choices. You look at the preventable causes of death. Harvard has omega-3 deficiency is responsible for nearly 100,000 preventable deaths per year. There's no other supplement on the list except eating more fruits and vegetables.
Wow.
So these are things we should focus on.
Absolutely. That is just amazing. Stuart, what website can we check out?
Well, you can go to NordicNaturals.com, N-O-R-D-I-C, NordicNaturals.com. And for those of you that like to do homework, I'm a big compulsive academic, and I'm always making people do homework, go to PubMed.gov, PubMed.gov, PubMed.gov. I teach health food store people. That's my main job.
No kidding.
My new campaign is don't say silly stuff. Go to PubMed.gov and fact check everything.
That's great. I love chatting with you about this stuff. The word really needs to get out.
It does, and shows like yours give us this opportunity, Nordic Naturals and other companies that are proactive in the education and empowerment area. No one wants to be sold at all. People want to buy based on the fact that they trust the information and we're not oversimplifying. So thank you for allowing me again to get the message out. Let's balance omega-3 and omega-6. Let's get the balance in the body that it needs, along with all the other things we can do to create balance in our life, so that we can have a better frame of mind to solve the world's problems.
Joining me is Stuart Tump today from Nordic Naturals. Thanks for joining me today, Stuart.
My pleasure.
I'm Tonia King. Thanks for listening to Tonia's Kitchen.